Welcome to Phil and Maud's audio blog. I'm Phil, and this week we're talking about commitment and presence. When we sit down to write our blogs, we have two main principles we keep in mind. First is that we want to share our personal experience on how we live peacefully in our relationship. Second is to convey how the reader can apply this information to their relationship. As we were working on our theme of presence this morning, we seemed to be knocking up against each other a bit. Then we realized we were talking from our individual thoughts and not coming from that mutuality between us. We were not actually looking at the topic in terms of our relationship, but rather from each of our separate experiences. Looking at those separate examples is fine and important to the discussion, but it's better when we come from how it works within our relationship. In fact, as soon as we began to discuss it in those terms, the ideas flowed and we were present and creative together. Don't think of being present as some rare and unachievable state. It's sometimes described as a sudden illumination earned by years of personal work. For instance, Eckhart Tolle said, "Then I felt drawn into a vortex of energy." And Ram Dass said, "The only thing I could say was it felt like home." There's no doubt such epiphanies occur, but being present is also a matter of degree, of which things you do and don't give attention to. It's a matter of how aware you are of your senses. Short of a fire starting, you could ignore them completely by thinking of the past or the future. But in a relationship, nobody wants to date a fire alarm. They want the experience of interacting with another human being. There's nothing else like it, not a video game, not a pet, not a 3D movie. For that interaction, you have to be present. You have to be aware of their words, their gestures, their tone of voice. One of the immediate things that came out of our discussion this morning was how we're present with each other, that we're totally relaxed, feel free to communicate openly with each other at all times, and never fear reprisals, rejection, anger, or withholding. How do we achieve this state of presence with a total lack of fear? We believe one of the most important factors is our commitment to each other. Yet, often in relationships, that very commitment creates almost the opposite results from our experience. Couples commit and begin to feel the relaxation and security that comes from knowing both people are fully in the relationship, and then they slowly begin to take that and the relationship for granted. It's like having a list and checking that box. Okay, we're committed. Now on to the next thing has to be taken care of. Unfortunately, the very thing that lets you feel connected and present without fear can lead to complacency. You forget to nurture and foster and to face things together from that place of unguarded security. But when you stay alert and remain present with each other, there is no repetition. Every time is new and different, and life is a continual sense of adventure. We live in a constant state of honoring and celebrating our committed union. It's the source of our ability to share everything with each other without fear, without worry of lack of acceptance or any need to guard or hide or suppress ourselves. As a result, we share in the present moment when we are with each other. We're not worrying about the past or preoccupied with a potential future. We are right in the moment with each other, getting the full pleasure of being together. We invite you to move into this kind of presence with each other. Stay awake and appreciate the connection you both have. Foster it. Find your place of mutuality and live together in it. That's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Find more, follow us, and sign up for our blog at philandmaud.com.